You can learn much about an election campaign by asking who's giving to candidates, which candidates they're giving to, and what they might hope to get back. In today's reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat, reporter Nathan Eagle tells the tale of two Burt Kobayashis on opposite sides of the Democratic gubernatorial primary. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
It's always interesting to look at a campaign from the financial perspective, isn't it? Especially in a state where so many things are intertwined as they are in Hawaii.
Absolutely. You can learn quite a bit from poring over these records.
Well, you know, the question we always ask with large political donations is, what do they hope to get out of it? And there's a little bit of guesswork involved in that, because it's not, you don't give to a campaign with a stated intention like that. But you can extrapolate a few things, I would think.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no clear tit for tat, of course, but obviously, a major donor like either of these Burt Kobayashis, or even just a smaller one, is clearly wanting their candidate to win and donating to that candidate to benefit their own interests. So when you look at the two Burt Kobayashis, one's a top lawyer, one's a major developer, obviously some of those interests they'd like to see the next governor or the other candidates that they've been supporting back those kind of interests.
In past elections, haven't these two Burts been on the same side more often than not?
You know, there are a lot of candidates where they did donate similarly. But in this race, of course, they actually split when it came to our top post statewide, you know, the governor's race. We had Burt Kobayashi Jr., who's a major lawyer in Honolulu, with Kobayashi, Sugita, and Goda, go with Governor David Ige for his reelection campaign. And then we had the other Burt, Burt A. Kobayashi Sr., who works with the Kobayashi Group Development Company, go with Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa's bid for governor. Both of those are max contributions at $6,000 apiece.
That's a max of what, an individual contribution? How do contributors
Correct.
Get around that individual maximum? Is that where PACs and super PACs come in?
Absolutely, yeah. You can get around that way through super PAC or not. You know, I also looked at how both of their firms, you know, the top executives in each of their firms have donated too, and you see, you know, there's all the other folks that work in the Kobayashi Group. A lot of them also went with Hanabusa. So you have, you know, the law firm giving a whole bunch just through its attorneys all pouring in. So it really does start to add up when you combine that.
So you can sort of surmise that within those organizations, either law firm or developer, that, you know, the word has gone out, this is who we're backing this year, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And the splits are interesting.
It's early to tell, well, what kind of numbers are adding up? Who's better funded in the governor's race right now?
Last I checked, Governor Ige was better funded, but there's a big question mark because of when the campaign finance reports are due. The candidates' next ones aren't due until July 12th, just a couple weeks before early voting starts in the August primary. So we really have no idea how much has been donated or spent from January through today. We just have a look at the last half of last year and prior before that, of course.
That's an odd. I know that's come up in a couple of our discussions before. That's an odd timing. It's sort of, we'll find out when it's a little bit too late to give it a lot of analysis in advance of the election. But
yeah,
it's just how it works.
Right.
Thanks very much, Nathan.
Thank you.
That was reporter Nathan Eagle with today's reality check. And to read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.